Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson. You're still wearing all black, still addicted to coffee, even though I should have given it up by now. I'm having a hard time saying goodbye, but I know it's what has to happen, friend.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney. You're still always wearing color every day, still carrying wine in my purse. I'm having a hard time saying goodbye, but I know that it's what needs to happen, friend.
And every week, Kathleen and I have gotten together to discuss our lives and what's weird in the world, and you have joined us, and we're so grateful.
And this week is our last episode.
Yeah.
Bethany.
Yes, Kathleen.
I thought it might be fun to go back and check out what some of our most listened episodes were.
Yes, okay.
Because our topics have been wild.
Yeah, we've been all over the place because that's kind of what we like.
Yeah.
Is just total randomness and bizarre and fun. And
yeah.
So that's what we've always done, but it does not lead to consistency.
No. Well, and I'm worried a little bit on a personal level that doing this podcast has forced me to stay curious. Because I was always researching topics and sort of looking at the world with the brain like, oh, that would be a great podcast topic.
Totally. Yep.
And I want to make sure, because we talk about it on this podcast a lot, curious people are our favorite people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to make sure that like I'm maintaining that value in myself.
No, that's a good reminder because, you know, we've talked about this before where if you don't keep learning, you just, it's like, what are you doing?
I know.
And this podcast was a great excuse to click on the article that said, is Bigfoot an interdimensional being?
Or what was that episode where the American spy, CIA in Cuba was getting those headaches or something?
The Havana syndrome.
Yeah, that was in the news not that long ago.
Yep.
Do you remember the episode that I did where this couple adopted a child from the Ukraine that they thought that maybe the child was an adult?
Yes, absolutely. It was The Orphan, but in real life. And
yeah.
After the movie, The Orphan.
Yes, because the child ended up having a rare form of dwarfism and was passing as a six-year-old when that child was actually 18 years old.
Do we know now that that was actually an adult?
So there is a documentary about it coming out, and the name is The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
Great name.
It's going to air on Discovery ID on Monday, May 29th from 9 to 11 p.m. ET.
I have to watch this.
Bethany. I mean, it was so long ago that we talked about that topic, but it's still relevant. And so do you still read the weird news every day?
I don't every day, but I do. But once a week, I'll check in. Like when I wake up in the morning and I'm not quite awake yet and I just really need the coffee to kick in.
Yeah.
I will sort of like go to usually like Associated Press Oddities, I think is the page I go to.
Oh, cool.
And like, for instance.
Yeah.
I will pull it up for you because I was looking at it today and there's a lot of really good stuff going on. For example, that's where I read about like the pasta that fell in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the most New Jersey thing to ever happen.
Yes.
Somebody dumped.
Oh, yeah.
Was it cooked or uncooked?
Uncooked.
Uncooked
pasta. And
then
it like rained.
In a stream, like in this little brook in New Jersey. And there was just like. Thousands of pounds of pasta.
Yeah.
Crazy.
One of the odd news stories, freaky looking fanged fishes found on Oregon beaches. And there's like these terrifying fish with bottom fangs that are awful.
Oh.
There's other, let's see, AP weird news. In the dog show world, details are obvious and subtle at the same time. And there's a picture of a woman like hair spraying her poodle.
Oh, no, no.
There's always, and then there's always just like random echo heard in Hungary. No one knows where it came from.
And it's funny that you say you go directly to AP news / AP news oddities because I have been finding that using Google for information has not been as valuable as it used to be.
In what way? Because I agree.
In that I've been, I can't put my finger quite on what I've been looking up, but, oh, yesterday I was doing research on some of the new creative things you can major in college.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Google the results were just like absolute crap. The number one result was from an article written in 2011.
That's weird.
And I have been finding more and more that I'm compiling a handful of websites that I visit every day to get good information.
Yeah.
And my favorite news source right now is Apple News Source.
Are they pretty like...
Yeah.
Like news based and not like hyper
yeah.
slant based.
Well, like Apple News Source just gives you better access to more recent relevant articles than I've been finding through Google.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know if they changed something.
Yeah.
I know the word, I hate to just be like, their algorithm's different because I don't know what the hell that means. No, like we just kind of throw that word around.
No, you're right. It is. Like, because I've been like digging my heels into some SEO stuff and the way that Google is ranking stuff now is different than it used to be. And I'm just like not even finding it all that useful.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
So AP News, I like Fast Company. I've been going to Fast Company Ooh. Every day.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, and Business Insider.
You love your Business Insider.
I freaking love it, though. I had to cancel my subscription.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
It's $11.99 a month.
That's too much.
I can't write it off anymore.
No, not anymore.
Okay, so you ready to hear what our all-time number one podcast was?
Yes.
Okay. On January 2nd, 2019.
Okay.
We released an episode called Never Fight with a Woman Who Doesn't Have Her Anxiety Medication.
It's a good name.
And that was our highest ranking episode of all time.
Can you click on it and see what the description was
yes.
for that episode?
Yes. Let me give that to you right now.
Because that's awesome.
So that was the first time that we decided that when we went through a big life change, we were going to start a new season.
Oh, great.
So it says happy season two.
Oh, wait, it's 2023 and we're in season seven.
I know.
And that was season two in 2019.
It says it's 2019 and it's all about those fresh starts and those chonky old school Kelly Clarkson highlights. Bethany tells you how to use science to nail your New Year's resolutions. And then the ladies talk to a woman named A, who was a therapist in NYC.
I remember that.
Yeah, it would taste bud, who was a therapist, be like, she couldn't reveal her actual identity.
Yeah.
Who tells them what therapists are really thinking about when you pour your heart out.
I remember this. Oh, my gosh.
And our sponsors that episode were Legacy Box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, love them.
Love Legacy Box. Mm-hmm. And then Noom.
Oh, yeah, Noom.
Which we separated ourselves from.
We did.
Yeah.
Because we, you know what? It seemed okay at first.
Yeah.
And then we were like, maybe not so much
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
Not for us.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess like the top of the year.
Yeah.
Is when people do a lot of listening.
I think so. I think that they're coming off the holidays. Maybe they're still either they're getting back to work or they still have a little time off and they're filling that time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Number two, Bethany, relates to your mom.
Is this my mom's sweet talk to the monkey?
It's called Camel Style.
Oh.
Okay. Let me find the description for this one.
Because I know that Camel Style has shown up in my sidebar as like, people love this episode, but I could not tell you what Camel Style refers to or, and that one's like old.
Really old. Sam was still in that
one. Yes.
So the description is, Sam is stepping out of a panicked fog after planning a surprise engagement and has some questions.
Okay.
Okay. Then listener Agatha had a drunken night with her BFF and upcoming roommate and is wondering what to do.
Oh, wait. They slept together, didn't they?
That's right. They hooked up.
I think they hooked up.
Yeah. Should the two still move in together? Should they tell Agatha's ex? Should they outlaw pools from their hangout repertoire? They must have hooked up in a pool.
I think they hooked up in a pool.
Okay. And Bethany had your new favorite Wikipedia page.
I wonder what that is.
I have no idea.
So I have a couple of podcasts where they're my comfort listens.
Yeah.
And so I've listened to each episode like several times.
Yeah.
And sometimes in current podcasts, they'll be like, oh, we talked about this. I don't remember what it was. And I'll be like, I know exactly what that was because I just listened to it.
Yeah.
I'm sure we have some taste buds who are like, I could tell you exactly what you guys were talking about.
Yeah. Or sponsors were care.com.
Great.
And Maxi Climber.
I remember the Maxi Climber. Maxi Climber was like one of our first audio boom sponsors, they were that fitness machine. And I just saw an article about how those are really good for like HIIT sessions.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember the Maxi Climber.
Oh, okay. Camel style. That must have been a sex joke.
Golly.
People don't live forever.
No.
I wish they did.
Some people I wish they did.
I wish that real life was just a chapter in the excellent American novel Tuck Everlasting. But that's not how life works.
No.
And Father's Day is coming up. And if you love your father, it's okay if you don't love your dad. But if you love your dad and you want to preserve all of his life lessons and life stories, story worth is the answer for you.
Yeah. My father is very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't tell a lot of personal stories because he just doesn't really wanna.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to give my dad story worth for Father's Day. And make him open up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a friend who recently told me she gave her grandmother story worth. And her grandmother is not great at computers. Mm-hmm. She can't do the type.
Sure.
But it gives her an excuse to visit her grandmother, ask her the questions, and then she types up the answers that her grandmother tells
her. That's lovely.
Yeah.
So StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. So your loved one, your dad in this situation, is given a prompt.
Yes.
Like once a week, or you can set it as often as you want. You can either choose a question that StoryWorth has already come up with, like what's your earliest memory? What's a lesson you would like to, you know, share about parenting?
Yeah.
Or you can make up your own questions, like, will you tell me about that time your sister locked you in the closet with the vacuum cleaner?
Oh my God. Well, that's how I learned about the time that my mom got an actual chicken for Easter.
And then after 1 year, StoryWorth compiles all of those stories, including photos, into a keepsake book that you will be able to share and revisit for generations. So give all the dads in your life a unique, meaningful gift that you will all cherish for years, StoryWorth. Right now, for a limited time, you'll save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/taste.
That's StoryWorth.com/taste to save $10 on your first purchase.
StoryWorth.com/taste.
Can I tell you something?
What's up? Tell me anything.
Okay. Do you remember when we both were still working full time in radio?
Uh-huh.
And like the bit that we kept coming back to on this podcast was how I thought Brie smelled like semen.
Yes.
And I did a meeting in front of all of those sales people about how this podcast is super relatable because we say things that everyone's thinking, like, Brie smells like semen. And that has become one of those reoccurring shame moments for me.
Oh, no.
Where I'm like, what was I thinking? I'm so embarrassed of myself.
There is a universe in which I have taken the road my younger sister has taken, which is not having really any online presence at all.
Yeah.
And not having an entire archive of things that I've said that could come back and embarrass the hell out of me.
I know.
It is so...
it's weird to have
terrifying
7 years of your life.
Here's the good thing.
Yeah.
If anything ever happens to either of us and we lose our voices, there is so much material for the AI, like, voice imitator to pull from that we could sound like we were naturally speaking because they have just, like, years and years and years of us speaking to form a vocabulary with.
I thought about starting to release episodes, like starting a new feed and be like, Acquired Taste is back. Here's the new feed. Not telling you about it. And then using AI technology to do the episodes with you.
Yeah.
And okay, there was that podcast, Call Your Girlfriend.
Okay.
And the women on that show, they wrote a book together about what it's like to have a long distance friendship or something.
Okay.
And then they had like a horrendous breakup.
Oh no.
And they started doing podcast episodes without each other, like solo episodes.
Like breaking it up?
Yeah. They were trying to keep the podcast going, but they no longer wanted to talk to each other.
Oh my gosh. What's that band where they enter on opposite sides of the stage and exit on opposite sides of the stage?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
And so I was like, you know, Bethany and I are not in a fight, but like, you know, someone could be like, okay, I got this week. I'll do the podcast this week. And then use AI to completely generate the other person's voice.
Completely. I mean, look, it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually.
Eventually. Yeah.
I don't know what that, someone listening knows what that band is. It's like an older, like, it's like a classic band.
Yeah.
And they cannot, they won't be in the same, it's like two men and they won't be in the same room together anymore.
Oh, you need to watch Daisy Jones and the Six.
Okay.
Bethany, it's about like two musicians who headline a band and they hate each other. They can't be in the same room with each other, but also they're secretly in love with each other. It's really...
It's like Fleetwood Mac.
Real, yeah, it's loosely based on Fleetwood Mac. Okay, our third most listened to episode we released July 25th, 2018.
Okay.
It's called My Dad Sweet Talked the Monkey.
That's the one my mom was on.
And this is the description. How did Bethany's mom learn what a Molotov cocktail was? And why did she grow up in a house filled with venomous snakes?
Uh-huh.
And why is Bethany offering to hire a serial killer?
What?
Bethany's mom and niece are joining the women for a very special episode, plus the debut of a new segment, Science Corner.
Wow. So my niece, I don't think we used her name.
No, we called her Nunu.
Nunu. That's right. How do you remember that?
It's in the description.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Nunu did a science corner, I think, or one of us did, and we talked to her about snakes, I think.
Yeah, and I think that might have been the debut of Science Corner, which then became a Weird Science Headlines.
Yes, that's right.
Which then had a spinoff into Weird News Headlines, which then I think had a one-time spinoff into Weird Food Headlines.
I think that's absolutely right. I think that's right.
Wow. What is your favorite topic off the top of your head? That we did of all time.
I've been trying to think this whole time.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the, like, tell us about your job episodes. We only did a few of those because they were kind of a nightmare to organize.
Yeah, and they're very hard to edit.
Oh, my God. Three tracks with a delay to edit was really, really tough.
Yeah.
And hard to record because you're all talking over each other because the delay is so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, talking to food scientist Megan was really fun.
And she has become one of my best friends.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's great.
Like, I'm trying to set her up with Neil's cousin.
Nice.
I know. I've promised so many times to try and just.
Does he also live in the Midwest?
He lives in San Diego.
Okay, so it's.
I know.
No problem.
It's she lives in Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but anyway, one of my very best friends.
So I think those were fun.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed. There was an episode a couple years ago where I talked about this song that no one can figure out who wrote it or where it's from.
Yeah.
And like we went through, we played the song a bunch. There are a bunch of theories. I was really proud of that. I did a lot of research on that. Like I came with a bunch of audio.
Yeah.
And the song is really good.
Uh-huh.
So that one I'm really proud of. What about you? Do you have any that really stand out?
Well, my favorite episode that you ever did was Einstein and the Aliens.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That's my favorite episode. But I think my favorite topic that I ever did was a handful of things. I think one that really resonated with people was the episode where I talked about how I'm not the fun girl.
That one, I don't know if an episode has gotten that much of a response ever because you hit on something that I think that was where our podcast started to become like the place for misfits.
Yeah.
Because you gave voice to something that I think a lot of us have felt our whole lives but never said.
Yeah. Like nobody is going to pick me from the friend group as like the one who's like the cool chick.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one who's down for anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm never going to be the one that's like, oh, make sure we invite that person because she's always a good time.
Right.
Like I am most of the time not a good time.
Same girl. I am never invited for, oh, she'll add fun color.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that episode. I really also liked my episode on the history of the toilet.
That episode was fantastic. That episode I specifically remember listening back to because it made me giggle.
And just I still think about the Sears catalog and how people used to wipe their asses with pages from the Sears catalog when the Farmer's Almanac was no longer serving them as toilet paper.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing is I'm so grateful that we've done this podcast together because we are so different. And I think we've become more different as time has gone on.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, but like we've both found our niches.
Absolutely.
And have become more like that thing. And you have become more into like brilliant color and putting yourself out there and like upbeat and, you know, engaging and all of this stuff, like really into the this bright, fun personality. And I've literally become a horror filmmaker.
You have.
And you have brought things to the table topic-wise, personality-wise, that I would never have learned about. And I would never have investigated the history of the toilet because I have so much shame. Filled to the brim with shame. Yeah,
but I feel like that shame is like dissipating a little bit because every now and then I'll catch you giggling at a fart joke.
You know, I still won't say the word, but every once in a while.
But like right back at you, Bethany, because like you've changed the person that I have become. I wasn't as open to as being vulnerable when we started this podcast as I am now. And it's kind of funny because I've become the one who's like slightly more vulnerable.
Yeah. I've gotten more like private.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and like we all have our reasons, but like we both have shared just like incredible pivotal moments in our lives, you know, sharing about our eating disorder, sharing about how we have imposter syndrome.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Or
like anxiety.
Yes.
Suffering with depression.
Or breakups.
Yep.
Or like when you were fully ready to be somebody who is single forever.
Yeah.
And like you were really like very adamant about why you never wanted to date anybody ever again.
Yeah. And I was like firm and happy. It wasn't even coming from a place of bitterness. It was like, it looks like this is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Great. Let's do this. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, you, Kathleen, and the Taste Buds were fully along for that ride from like Bethany, who was just living in the city around and dating people to Bethany being single, to Bethany being single and happy to Bethany being terrified because she met this person she couldn't stop thinking about to now like us having our own podcast, you know, and doing our own thing and living together and working. So it's what you said once off the air to me. It's tough to end this podcast because this podcast basically chronicled the majority of your 30s.
Yeah.
You're still youthfully in your 30s.
I am, yeah.
But like the majority of your 30s is you grew up on this podcast.
We released the first episode of this podcast 2 days before my 30th birthday.
It's crazy.
And like just like both of our lives have changed in so many ways, but we always came back to the principle in which we both valued the most. And that was helping other people not feel alone in this crazy, weird world. Mm-hmm. And also the value that we both saw in remaining curious and always continuing to learn about the world.
Yeah. Yep. And like, I think, you know, gentle listener, there is something to be said for being friends with people who are different from you.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, this goes into politics and you know, all of that stuff, but we're not going to take it there.
I mean, we took it there once upon a time.
Yeah, it didn't go well.
And it didn't go well.
No. People hated us. But being friends or being open to people who are wildly different. I mean, you and I are wildly different. We're both like white ladies who live in whatever. Yeah. But like
with highlights.
With highlights. But being open to being friends with people who are so different from you, you are opened into other topics you just never knew about.
I know.
Like things you wouldn't even know are things that you don't know about.
I know.
Until.
Yeah.
You know, if you go on to like, I remember when Queen Elizabeth died.
Yeah.
I was scrolling through Twitter for some reason and I was suddenly thrust into Black and Irish Twitter. And because Black and Irish Twitter were both excited and celebrating the fact that the queen had died.
Yeah, they're like, she's a colonizer.
Right, right, right. And, like, it was so interesting to see the world through a perspective, through, like, language choices, like, yeah. just the sentences, like, the things that these groups of people are saying. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. And looking it up and being able to be a bit of a voyeur into, yeah. like, that moment in time through different sets of eyes
yeah.
was so interesting and great, and it taught me so much. And I think that that's one thing that I don't know if we've brought a ton of different perspectives. We've brought our own perspectives.
Of course.
But we've, I think, brought our process of learning
yes.
about stuff.
Yeah. And just, yeah, you're right. Opening your eyes to other people's perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is a podcast that's pretty popular right now about it's called The Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling.
Yes, you told me about this. You've been listening
yes,
to it.
And I am by no means a Harry Potter fan. I've never mm-hmm. read any of the books. I've never read any of the, or I've never seen any of the movies. But I get like an industry podcast newsletter that yeah. was like, this is the number one podcast. And I was like, what are they doing that we're not? So I started listening to it, and listen, J.K. Rowling has said a lot of divisive things,
mm-hmm.
and I am not going to reveal whether or not, you know, like, I don't even want to say the word reveal. I
right.
don't even want to talk about what my opinion is on her.
Right.
But in the same vein of just, like, looking at the world through somebody else's perspective,
mm-hmm.
learning about everything that she faced when Harry Potter first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you remember the Christians in America were like, Harry Potter is witchcraft? And
yeah.
they were pulling Harry Potter books off of the library shelves in schools.
Yeah. Like, there were, you know, the more fundamentalist side of Christianity.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah it was definitely like, this is soothsaying.
Yeah.
This is forbidden in the Bible. This
yeah.
is the devil's work.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that totally.
And she talked all about how that made her feel and how she like absolutely couldn't believe that this was happening. And in that podcast, they talked to, there was a huge lawsuit in Arkansas, I think it was Arkansas, where these parents were suing the school district. And the parents were like, you as a school district shouldn't be able to censor like what kind of literature our children have access to.
Mm-hmm.
And like we want them to have access to Harry Potter at their school library. And the lawyer that represented the school,
mm-hmm.
who at the time was like, this is witchcraft. It's bad for Christianity. It goes against our beliefs. They interviewed him for the podcast, you know, 20 years later since that case. And he was like, I've changed my mind.
Whoa.
Because obviously not everybody is Christian.
Yeah.
And so, like, what if somebody is Wiccan
mm-hmm.
and we're literally, because we're saying that Harry Potter books are bad because of witchcraft, we're now saying that, like, Wiccan, the Wiccan religion or mm-hmm. people who practice Wiccan are also bad. Like, mm-hmm. it just doesn't make any sense.
It's like, okay, once again, you and I are like, we're the maintenance phase. We're the PR podcast for the podcast maintenance phase.
I love maintenance phase.
So something similar to that happened to me listening to that podcast. So maintenance phase, the two hosts.
Yeah.
Michael is a thin man.
Yeah.
Aubrey is a self-described fat woman.
Yes.
And she was talking once about how when she was growing up, do you remember on like local news, even national news, they would do stories on obesity or
mm-hmm.
some weight related story.
Yeah.
And they would use B-roll of people like in the mall who are overweight walking
yeah.
or eating.
Yes.
And they would do it from like the chin down.
Yes.
And as a little kid, I wasn't that size.
Yeah.
And so it never occurred to me what effect that would have.
Yeah.
She said that she would sit and watch that B-roll in terror, looking for the outfit she had been wearing that day. And she started, like, her voice cracked and she got emotional talking about it because she was like, I was waiting for that to be me.
Yeah.
Because that's what my body looked like. And now you're seeing yourself
mm-hmm.
on TV
mm-hmm.
as a grotesque.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the movie Shallow Hal, where people who watched that movie who were larger than the fat suit that Gwyneth Paltrow was wearing.
Yeah.
If you're larger than that size, what message is that sending to you?
Mm-hmm. Back to the witch trials of J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to just derail.
No, but no, you didn't derail. It's like, okay, she made some comments that the transgender community was like, wow, J.K. Rowling, thanks for pitting us. Thanks for just like throwing another wrench in this box of wrenches that we are constantly sludging through.
Yeah.
But the podcast, while they do talk directly to J.K. Rowling, like they talk to people who have opposite views of her. Mm-hmm. And I sent the link to somebody who I thought would just appreciate an interesting take on an interesting topic. Mm-hmm. And right away, she was like, I am not into her TERF form of feminism. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know what TERF feminism was until I started listening to this podcast. And TERF feminism is basically like, you're a feminist, but only for people who were born with a vagina.
Yeah, trans exclusionary radical feminism.
And it's like, just look through J.K. Rowling's eyes, listen to her story, and just hear what she has to say, because she reveals that she was sexually assaulted and she's a survivor of domestic abuse. And like, you can still disagree with her. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure that I do, because the transgender community like already has so much against them that unless there's like factual data to back up that letting transgender people use the bathroom in which they identify with, unless there's like actual data that says that they're a danger to women.
Right.
Like, it's just like, please don't even give them another hurdle to jump over.
Yep, totally.
But it's just being able to take a step back and look through someone else's eyes and embrace activism where you are not always angry.
Yeah.
And I have been on Instagram in the past pretty vocal about my thoughts on equality and whatnot and just like American politics. And I've taken a step back from that because at some point I'm like, I'm tired of fighting with people.
Yeah.
And also, like, is this a hill that I'm willing to die on?
Has anyone ever changed because enough people yelled at them? If someone yells at you, you immediately, your walls go up and you go into protective mode.
Yeah.
And
of course, that's a natural human instinct.
Completely.
Yeah.
And like, if you're wanting to change someone's mind, I think the only way to do that is to be able to talk first.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, you know, again, I'm not preaching this. I'm not good at it. I get real mad real easy.
Yeah.
But
it's just, I think basically it's like we're just thinking about all the ways in which you and I actively worked to change the way we think about the world and the way that this podcast helped us maintain that active practice.
Good summation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, if you're listening backwards.
Yeah.
I think.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Question mark?
Kathleen.
Yeah.
Do I seem exhausted?
I don't know what the right answer is here.
The answer is yes, because I am, and here is why.
Yeah.
I was on the phone for over an hour with my prescription services company because they were not speaking with my insurance company properly, and no one agreed whether I should get my medication or not because the healthcare system is broken.
It's broken, Bethany, and I've been experiencing some of that myself too lately.
Yeah.
Where, you know, just like things that I need to live a healthy, normal life.
To not set your house on fire?
Is not covered by my insurance that we already chose like the highest level and we pay into it every month, and they're like, sorry, we don't feel like paying for that.
So CrowdHealth is much simpler.
Yeah.
CrowdHealth is transparent. It is affordable. Whereas health insurance plans can be confusing and expensive, CrowdHealth puts you back in control of your healthcare and helps you pay for health expenses.
When you join CrowdHealth as a member, you will get a personal care advocate to help you navigate the complexities of health events. And your personal care advocate will even help negotiate health bills on your your behalf. And let me tell you, they can be negotiated.
Yes, they sure can. You will get access to a crowd of thousands of other members who are ready to help pay for large health expenses. So 40 of your $175 monthly payment helps pay for your care advocate and your telemedicine services, your discounted prescriptions, and all that other good stuff. The remainder of that monthly payment goes into a crowd health account that you own so that you can help others in the crowd pay for their medical expenses as well.
I already pay more than $175 out of pocket with traditional insurance.
Completely.
Every single month.
Yep.
So,
yep. And no one's negotiating on our behalf.
No, I don't have a personal healthcare advocate.
That is why we all need to join CrowdHealth.
Yeah.
Experience healthcare freedom with CrowdHealth.
Visit joincrowdhealth.com and then use the code TASTE at checkout to get your first 3 months for just $99 a month.
That's joincrowdhealth.com, promo code TASTE. CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a totally different way of paying for healthcare. Terms and conditions may apply.
So my cousin Ginger is staying with me right now, and she's like, hey, can I do some laundry when I'm staying at your house?
Bonus.
And so she came out of the guest room this morning, and she had her own laundry detergent with her. And I was like, Ginger, you know that you can use my laundry detergent.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, there's this brand I really like. It's called Earth Breeze because it's good for sensitive skin.
And she's very sensitive.
Yeah. And sure enough, she whips an Earth Breeze sheet out of her little plastic travel baggie. And I was like, Ginger, I have the same detergent at my house. Twinsies.
I was wondering how she was going to be traveling with a jug of detergent until you said Earth Breeze.
No.
So yesterday I saw a woman leaving the grocery store with a cart that had 3 jugs of laundry detergent in the bottom.
Ugh.
And I'm like, that is far too heavy and stupid for you to carry because it is all water, and you already get water for free when it comes into your washing machine.
I know. And I don't even have a laundry room, Bethany. Can you believe that?
Unacceptable.
I only have a laundry closet. And so I don't have a lot of storage space. So it's not even just about heavy jugs. It's about literally only having a sliver of space to store my stuff.
Yeah. So Earth Breeze are these laundry detergent eco sheets. They look like dryer sheets, but they're not. They are liquidless laundry detergent that dissolves 100% in any wash cycle, hot or cold. You don't have to measure anything. You don't have to have a sticky mess that is left behind. You don't have to try to add a little bit of water to the end of the jug of detergent to swish it around and see if you can get a little extra.
Yeah.
If you are already washing your clothes in water, why are you paying for more water? Just pay for the soap in these eco sheets.
And they are compatible with septic systems.
They're delivered right to your door via free carbon neutral shipping. You can set up how often you want them to come.
Yeah.
And we both use them.
Yeah.
I did a load of laundry yesterday. I did a giant bulky load of sheets and blankets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Earth Breeze is going to handle it. I tear it up in little bit of strips, like little tiny pieces when it's a big load like that.
Uh-huh.
And I checked in and there were so many suds, even though it's just a tiny sheet.
It's plastic free. It's cruelty free. Jump on the Earth Breeze wagon with us.
So switch from the old fashioned goo and go to something new. Right now, you can subscribe to Earth Breeze and save 40%.
Go to earthbreeze.com/taste to get started.
That's earthbreeze.com/taste for 40% off.
earthbreeze.com/taste.
And we thank Earth Breeze for being our last sponsor of an Acquired Taste podcast.
Do you want to know what our top ranking episode for 2020 was?
Yes.
So there's a pattern here.
Okay.
Our most listened to episode in all of the years is most usually the first episode that we release of the year.
People are like, I'll give them another shot.
Yeah. So we released an episode at the top of the year in 2020 called Taking Things One Day at a Time.
Okay.
And Weird 1920s Customs in NYC. Because you were like, we're officially in the 20s again.
That was the episode that every time we said 2020, Barbara Walters said 2020.
Oh, R.I.P. Oh, man.
We had no idea what we were heading into.
Okay, so Happy New Year. Kathleen is opening up about her rough past 18 months, and she shares the steps that she is taking to fully live in the moment and take things one day at a time in 2020.
How'd that go?
This was even before the freaking pandemic.
I know. You were setting yourself up for success because one day at a time was really anything all we could do.
Okay. And then Bethany looks back to the original roaring 20s and all of the weird things that you can do and that you could do in NYC. Anyone need to buy a leg? Plus.
So dumb.
Plus tips on gym etiquette for all of you resolutioners and more of your voicemails.
Great. That sounds like a fun episode. I bet it was good. I bet I'm proud of it. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I said something awful. Who knows?
Oh, do you remember? What is the description for this episode? On June 12th, 2019, we released an episode, and I am almost afraid to even go back and read the description.
Oh, no. What was it called?
It was called Frank Penis Talk.
Oh, God.
And how to travel as a couple?
I think that was the episode when Dennis and Neil were on the show.
The one time, the first and only time we ever did that, because Neil and I do not work well together.
You have said this before, because I once asked if you guys wanted to like do, I think it was maybe when I had COVID or something.
Yeah.
Where it was like, we may need to do an episode without me. And I was like, do you want to do one with Neil? And you said, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Neil and I have been together actually this week for 18 years now.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. Our dating anniversary. But we make a great married couple because he and I are very much the opposites of each other. But we do not work well with each other.
How specifically can you think of? Like, because you guys seem to do well when we were on the podcast together.
That was because I was holding my tongue and he just like everything he said, I was like, that is not how you do a good podcast.
Oh no.
And like, obviously it's different with Dennis because he's like, you know, a natural entertainer.
Sure.
But anyway, okay. So this is the description of the podcast that we all did together.
Okay.
Kathleen and Bethany are joined by their respective partners, Neil and Dennis. The four have an honest discussion about what it feels like to have an erection. The perils of public toilets, and we learn the smooth technique Neil used to woo Kathleen. Plus, Kathleen has some great tips for how to travel with your partner without ending up murdering them.
Great.
I don't remember what those tips were.
I don't remember how Neil picked you up.
Oh, he threw a pillow at me, and then
right.
He came over to like pretend to retrieve his pillow, and then he kissed me.
That's really cute.
He had to ask a friend how to do it, and that's what his friend said.
Like, I mean, throw something at her.
Throw something at her, bro. It wasn't even an original idea. But I remember this episode very clearly because that was the one when Neil and Dennis both kind of were like, yeah, sometimes we sit down to pee.
Yeah, totally.
And Dennis says that he admitted that his pee-pee, his penis.
His penis 15.
Was so big that sometimes it touches the water. And I was like, oh shit, Bethany.
I just remember it was this moment where Neil was, I think Neil said something like, it's not like it hits the water. And then Dennis was like, and I was mortified for everyone. I was mortified for everyone.
No, it's the first thing I think about whenever I see Dennis.
Please
I think about how big his dick is.
Stop that.
Oh my God. I can't get enough of this show on Netflix called like The Jewish Matchmaker or something.
Awesome.
So interesting where it investigates all sects of Judaism and, you know, the Orthodox and the ones that are a little bit more relaxed. And what a cool show. I know a lot of people like the Indian matchmaking show on Netflix,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Supposed to be really good. And it's interesting. I think I like that show because it gives me a perspective of
totally.
What the world is like through someone else's eyes.
Totally. It's called Jewish Matchmaking on Netflix.
Really cool.
I just canceled my Netflix account.
Oh,
maybe
man.
I should start it again.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember the episode? This is one of our best ranking episodes, which is hilarious. Fun facts about barbershop quartets.
What the hell? What an oeuvre we have.
What? Yeah, I mean, really, we hit every topic, all the gamuts of the topics.
I'm opening a seltzer water really
yeah,
quickly.
Please, go
it's
ahead.
It's not a beer.
Acquired taste. I'm going to find out the description of this. Let's see. Okay. The women briefly talk about the recent high-profile suicides and how to look at self-care and caring for others when it comes down to mental health.
I wonder if it was famous people, a bunch of famous people.
Let's see. This was June of 2018. Was it Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain?
I think it was that.
Then it's time for relationship drama advice with two listeners. You know, really, I think that we should find a lawyer and present our case to the pharmaceutical industry that maybe Lexapro owes us a little chunk of money.
I think Lexapro owes us a lot of money,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Both for keeping both of us alive.
Yeah.
And so we can continue this podular mm-hmm. cast. And also, we just been I was going to make membership jackets.
Remember the Lexapro Country Club or whatever? Yeah. But okay. But even in that way, thinking about the ways that you and I both have anxiety, like, are so different from each other.
It's so weird.
And I was thinking about, I was tearing up in the Uber on the way here today, thinking about how, too, you've been open about going through, a period of depression in mm-hmm. your life.
Totally.
And how you were saying you were taking, you know, you had to take naps to function.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but for you, depression is like you are, I don't know, is it like that you're angry and you feel like you're not living up to your potential, or I don't know, what does depression feel like for you?
It's been different throughout my life.
Yeah.
When I was younger, it was absolutely what you think of when you think of depression. I was sad all the time. I was mm-hmm. crying all the time. Mm-hmm. Unmedicated depression for me is that.
Yeah.
I just moments of rage.
Yeah.
There was one time that I was talking to my mom at a Caribou Coffee in St. Louis Park, Minnesota.
Okay.
And I was so frustrated that I couldn't get my point across the way I wanted to.
Yeah.
That I was white knuckling the table and I almost punched the window out.
Yeah.
That for me is unmedicated depression.
Yeah.
The most recent bout of it has been more like tired all the time, not motivated, sort of just not feeling anything, mm-hmm. kind of like more of an ennui than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's been this time. It's just like kind of the absence of emotion or the absence of feeling.
Gotcha.
And feeling exhausted because you have to engage with the world in an emotional way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to sort of not fake it, but like really work hard to pull it up.
Yeah.
And that leaves you even more drained than you were before.
So my version is more about separating myself from the people in my life.
Like you kind of withdraw?
I withdraw.
Uh-huh.
And it's like I don't even consider myself an unhappy person, even when I'm actively going through a bout of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel more content in my life now than I ever have in the past. And that's not to say that bad things don't happen. I just have come to like this realization that like just the pursuit of like constant happiness mm-hmm. will make you miserable.
Completely. Because you'll never hit it.
No. And that's why like that very high ranking podcast we did, Bethany, about taking things one day at a time. It's something that I still practice, like always trying to find happiness. Because do you ever hit that feeling where you're like, this is it, I'm finally happy?
No, absolutely not. The only times I've ever been like, I'm happy is where just something is happening and I catch myself in the moment going,
yeah,
I am having a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
But never like I've done all of this work and now it's led to me being happy.
Yeah. And so I consider myself like a happy person with depression
mm-hmm.
because when I'm going through those periods, I'm curled up on the couch, I'm watching TV, I've eaten junk food, mm-hmm. like, and I'm just not doing anything. And in that moment, I'd be like, I'm so happy right now.
I'm happy. Our engineer Blair is laid up on the couch because he threw his back out.
Aww.
And he's like, I can't leave the couch. And I was like, oh man, that sounds great.
I know.
Like, I know he's in physical pain and his back isn't working, but God, the couch sounds fun though, right?
The same way that going to the type of prison that Martha Stewart went to feels to me like, well, I would really like to just like go and like teach, I don't know, what am I good at? Like
wallpapering.
Decoupage.
Yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
prison.
Just a very minimal prison. One of them, it's more of a slap on the wrist time away. away prison.
Or like rehab where someone's like, here are your vitamins. Yeah. Please take them.
When I had to go to rehab for my mental health, when they put me in, it was the best. Mm-hmm. I loved it because work wasn't allowed to contact me. I was working, I think, at the bank maybe.
Yeah.
Work wasn't allowed to contact me.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't answer emails.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't allowed to do anything but color and meditate and be in group therapy and write my journal and talk to a therapist about like maybe I want to take up painting. Mm-hmm. Like it was the best.
Because you were taking things one day at a time.
I was totally taking things one day at a time.
And like just in terms of mental health on this podcast, like you and I have just described the ways in which depression looks different, anxiety looks different, but medication like isn't anything to be ashamed of.
No, absolutely not. And I think like we haven't ever been perfect.
No.
But one thing I'm super proud of on this show is I think that we've destigmatized mental health for some people.
Yeah, for a lot of people, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so. We've gotten a lot of people reaching out and saying, like, I've gone to a therapist for the first time, or
listened to your podcast.
Yeah, or I'm no longer afraid to go on medication for my mental health because of the podcast. And I think, you know, for all of our silly topics, I am really proud of the mental health aspect.
Of course.
Because I think it's really important. I think more and more people are realizing that it is, and it's not shameful. I was watching an episode of Poirot. Agatha Christie's Poirot.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And someone was like, you should see a doctor for the voices in your head. And he was like, scientists, doctors. And they all were like, we know.
We know.
That was the 20s.
And like, we're not bringing this up to give ourselves like a pat on the back.
You've had a good,
successful 7 years. No, I hope that if you're listening to this right now and you've been with us on our journey, that you maybe in your own little personal way, next time you hear a friend talking about struggling with anxiety, just say to them, hey, listen, I'm on Lexapro.
Yeah. Even if you're not, just lie about it.
Yeah, just lie about it.
Don't lie about it.
Diagnose them and lie to them.
Yeah. I love diagnosing people with mental health issues and my therapist always yells at me about it.
In 2019, we did an episode called 10 Brain Myths You Totally Believe and How to Stage Your Own Disappearance.
Wait, you were the one who did the disappearance.
Yeah.
I know this for a fact.
I think it was because I was up late one night watching this like crazy YouTube video about how in Japanese society, it's not uncommon for people when they like hit a tough time in life and they need to start over to just disappear themselves.
You know what? Okay, go for it.
And didn't we said something that we had to edit out of that podcast.
Oh no. What was it?
And it was, you were afraid we were going to get in trouble for breaking the law. I think in my research, I gave like too many details about where to get like fake documents. And you made us edit it out.
The number of panic edit outs we do. That's part of the reason that our podcast takes so long to produce is because we both listen to the other person's edits.
Yeah.
And then we take out stuff we're worried is going to get us in trouble.
I know.
And it's sometimes a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So you were like, no, the FBI is definitely going to question us. Like, we're breaking the law.
I mean, you know, you can't teach people too much how to, like, break the law because that's, like, breaking the law, right?
Okay, so this says, could you ever leave your entire life behind and start fresh? Kathleen is ready to disappear herself, and she's teaching you how to do it. Plus, you've probably heard that humans only use 10% of their brains, but it's false. Bethany is ready to blow your mind with 10 other facts you totally believe about the human brain. Spoiler alert, your birth does not decide your personality.
I remember that.
Well, now I'm disappointed because I believe that I'm a dreamer because I was born in the month of March.
I'm a dreamer.
Our sponsors for that episode were Instacart.
Great.
Love Instacart.
Love Instacart.
I mean, just like Instacart was so groundbreaking.
Yeah.
When they first started advertising with us.
It was like, wait a minute, what?
And now like you can get everything delivered.
I know.
So crazy. ThredUp.
Yes, I love ThredUp. I've sold and bought many things on ThredUp.
I still talk very highly of ThredUp.
Yep.
One of the sandals that I got, one of the pairs of sandals I got when we were doing those reads, I still have in love.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite ball gowns is from ThredUp.
And then there was also an ad for the Silent Waves podcast, which I don't remember.
I think it was a meditation, like a mental health.
A 7-part podcast series that tells the true story of 26-year-old Raquel O'Brien as she attempts to liberate herself from the trauma of childhood sexual abuse.
That has nothing to do with
it. Anyway, but like, that podcast wanted to advertise, so they bought a spot on our podcast.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Ah, well, disappearing yourself.
Do you remember any of the facts? Do you remember any of the methods or things you need to do to prepare to disappear yourself?
You couldn't use your bank card, I think.
Yep. Yeah, I think you mentioned, like, you have to accumulate a lot of cash
for
a long time. Like, it takes a long time to prepare to disappear yourself.
Or I don't know, maybe that was... I mean, cash, you need cash. But I think that, I remember now. The Japanese government actually, like, kind of lets this happen in that if you have a husband who disappears himself...
Yeah.
And even if you share a bank account, the bank won't tell you where the card is being used.
So they're not going to narc on your
partner.
They're
not going to. No, no. I actually don't remember. I know it was like get documents, find like an obituary where someone's social security number, like you can steal their social security number.
Yeah, I think like using like young, like children
Who
unfortunately have passed, which is awful.
Yeah.
Like some people will take their information and use it.
Or having enough cash so you don't create a paper trail as to where you are going.
Completely.
Was part of it. Like how to buy a plane ticket without using your credit card, stuff like that.
Inversely, because I have been listening to just a steady stream of the Dateline podcast, is if you have been taken.
Yeah.
Use your card as much as possible and look at every camera. So sometimes I practice this where I will be at the Target self-checkout.
Yeah.
You know, they have the camera right above you and you look up and you look awful because the lighting is not flattering.
Uh-huh.
And I will sometimes, like, if the camera is, like, at a level where I can do this, I'll, like, turn my wrist so you can see my tattoo.
Oh, that's so smart.
Or I'll, like, brush my hair away so you can see my tattoo because I haven't been taken yet.
Yeah.
But if I am, that would be good where they can be like, that is her. See, because the tattoo matches.
The tattoo. Bethany, that's so smart.
That's why everyone should get a butterfly tattoo on their wrist.
We're not going to disappear this podcast.
No, you can still listen to the podcast.
It'll stay on the same feed.
Yeah, until they tell us we can't be here
anymore. Yeah, yeah. But if you were going to disappear yourself now that this podcast is ending, like where would you go?
Okay. First things first.
Yeah. Yeah.
First things first. Don't pick up the phone. He's only calling because you're drunk and alone.
Mm.
I am going to change my name.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to change it to something banal but whimsical.
Oh, okay.
You know, like Alice Teagarden, you know?
Just like, did you see the article that came out about all of the Asian Americans who, when they moved to this country, all the women, they were allowed to change their names and they all chose Connie because of Connie Chung.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's like the story of the Connies.
That's so fun.
There's like a whole generation of Asian Americans in the 80s who got to choose their names.
They all chose Connie.
And they all chose Connie. That's really funny.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then I would probably move. I'd have to move. To like, I think this is a conversation we actually had on that episode where do you move to a very busy city?
Yeah.
So you can blend in, or do you move to the middle of nowhere so no one sees you? And I think for me, it would have to be the middle of nowhere, which is crazy because that would be so scary.
Well, you've gotten really used to living in the middle of nowhere.
But it's still scary. I still get a little bit frightened when I come home and it's night because our neighbors are a ways away.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's no light anywhere.
But nature has really brought you. Okay, so what is it worth to you versus being scared at night when it's like, because you're really isolated versus like the nature that you get to experience during the day. Is it worth it?
It's totally worth it. Because during the day, I can tend to my flock.
Yeah.
I can make friends with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can learn
nature's
way
so
that I am less and less and less afraid of the night.
Gotcha.
Something exciting did happen to me over the weekend.
Oh, what happened?
Speaking of Dateline.
Yeah.
I was walking down our walking path and a cop in full cop uniform was waiting
yeah.
at like the path.
Oh.
And so I came around my loop and he was standing there and I took one of my headphone things off.
Yeah, yeah.
And he waved at me. He waved me over.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is my moment.
Yeah.
And it was not because I didn't have to give evidence. He was like, do you walk around here? I was like, yes. And he goes, I'm just letting everyone know there's a mother coyote and
oh
her cubs. And so I'd walk on the left side of the trail if I were you.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, is that anything else?
Is that
like,
it, no. sir?
No, that's it. I was like, oh, man. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's the coolest thing that's happened to me in a minute.
You thought that it was going to be your moment.
I thought this was my moment to, like, give what I know.
Yeah.
You know, can I be of use? Can I serve?
I know.
In this way,
yeah.
In a way where I'm not in trouble mm-hmm. and I'm never going to seem like I'm in trouble, but can I be involved in just in the mix?
You know what? You should write a letter to your local representative
mm-hmm.
and ask to be put. I feel like this is the perfect moment in your life for this to happen to you. Ask to be put on a jury for an extensive trial where like you need to be isolated.
Oh, my God. I would love that. Can you request to be put on a jury?
But I think that it's worth a shot.
I mean, look, they might not want you if you're overly enthusiastic.
Yeah.
But by the same token, most people don't want to be on a jury.
Yeah.
I want to be on a jury and they wouldn't let me be on a jury.
Most points in my life I don't want to be, but there are points when I don't have a lot going on where I'm like, this would be a really opportune to do this right now.
Totally. Could we slide this in right now? I have an opening
yeah.
for jury. So,
one of our other highest ranking episodes was called You Deserve to Be Someone's Zero Choice.
I remember this too.
Okay. Uh-oh. Have you ever been in love with your best friend? Oh, listener Maisie's BFF knows that she has feelings for him and he's flirty back, but is he just stringing her along? Plus, Bethany gives you one big thing not to do during a wedding.
Oh, no.
And grab the thinking part of your head brain because it's time for the psychopath test.
I definitely wrote that description.
You definitely did.
Grab the thinking part of your head brain.
Okay. Was listener Maisie an actual letter or was it like, okay, sometimes when Bethany and I had a family member that we wanted to talk about, we would be like, oh, it's a letter from a taste bud.
I know. I'm trying to remember.
Or like sometimes when we had issues that we wanted to talk about, but we needed to use the protection of it being from a taste bud.
What year was that?
That was 2019, March of 2019. And I'm wondering if that was you.
That may have been March.
I had just gotten over COVID.
No, that wasn't me then.
No, oh, you're right. 2019 wasn't COVID. That was 2020. 2019, March of 2019.
I don't think that was me.
Okay.
If it had been like a couple years earlier, yeah. that may have been me.
Yeah.
But I don't think. I think that was actually
yeah.
a taste bud.
Yes.
Or someone in our lives.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, I don't think it was one of us.
But you do deserve to be someone's zero choice.
Yeah. I was talking about like, I'm like his second choice
yeah.
of girlfriend or his like back burner,
yeah.
his runner up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like, no, you deserve to be like the zero, the one.
Yeah. Not even number one in his life. The zero.
Yeah. Like the obvious.
The sun in which everything else revolves.
Yes. Yes. Your sun and your stars.
Yeah. You deserve to be the zero choice, not only in your life partner's mm-hmm. life, but also in your life as well.
Completely. Completely. Yeah. I think one thing that we've learned from this podcast is like we've all, you can tell the phases we went through, like
oh, yeah.
the phases of figuring ourselves out
mm-hmm.
and what we were listening to and what books we were reading and like what great ideas we had that we either did or didn't follow through on.
Yeah.
And I think just trying so hard to just keep figuring out a way that you can show up for yourself every day.
We did an episode called Your Semen Will Cure Your Ailments.
What is that one? What's that one say?
I don't know what the description is, but it must be like if you, is it like when you you take a pee in a cup and then you put it on your acne, it makes your acne go away.
But does it?
And then there was an episode called Sometimes You Gotta Ride a Triceratops.
I really, these older episodes, the titles are so funny.
Yeah.
Because this was before, like, we were really trying to pay attention to SEO or anything. And we were just sort of like, what's something funny about something funny?
There's an episode called I'm Part Caveman. And I think that's when I got my 23andMe results back. And I had more Neanderthal DNA than the average human. Like a lot more Neanderthal DNA, like really weird amount, large amount of Neanderthal DNA.
I'm thinking back, and I think one of my favorite episodes we have ever done is when you forced me to listen to audio erotica.
Oh my God, I love that episode.
That episode is so funny.
Yep.
And I don't know. It was when we first, I think, came to Audio Boom. So was that 2018, 2019?
I don't remember what year it was, but I remember where we were sitting. We recorded it at Audio Boom Studios, and we had said yes to a partnership with Dipsy.
Yes.
And Dipsy, I have to tell you, Bethany, our free trial finally expired. It's amazing sometimes when we do these commercials and the app gives us a free trial, but then they forget to cancel.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I'm pretty sure if we used our Beachbody's login, it would still work. And that was like 4 years ago. I'm pretty sure. I think my friend Kristen might still be using it. I just re-upped. I paid for a whole year of Dipsy.
Dipsy's good.
Because it's like, you know, it gets you in the mood. Mm-hmm. More so than that, I think that I re-upped because I was like, oh, I just need this right now. I'm going to cancel in a week because they have some bomb-ass things to fall asleep to.
It's great. And by the way, we did the audio erotica episode before Dipsy signed on. You had just found an app.
Oh.
And then Dipsy signed on like the next week, and it was amazing timing.
Oh, that's right. And I made you listen to that guy doing a self-guided tour of masturbation.
And at one point, I was like, fast forward, and you fast forward and fast forward. And then he was like, and then I stick my tongue up you. And I was like, no, stop it.
And then I insert my long, throbbing man piece into your vagina.
It was so aggressive. Like, I'm scrolling through and just trying to find it.
Oh my God.
By the way, I'm just going through and deleting the promos we did for other podcasts, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're
just
like still up.
That's totally fine.
But like, like little inside baseball. But yeah, that I think might be my favorite because I was so uncomfortable the whole time.
Oh, here's one where you taught me a lesson that I revisit all the time.
What's that?
The episode is called Eat the Cake with Joy.
Okay.
And it was where you shared that your nutritionist was like, let's stop calling food good and bad.
Yeah.
It's just food.
It's just food.
You don't have to earn it.
Yeah. Yep.
You don't have to like work out a certain amount of hours to like earn the cake.
Yeah.
And that is something that I will never forget as a lesson from you.
That was a life changer.
Yeah.
Where she was like, does it bring you joy?
Mm.
If you're in the moment and you're enjoying it and you're hungry and then you stop when you're full.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Enjoy it. Don't, because it's ruining it if you're eating this thing that you love, but you're feeling awful the whole time.
Another episode. Sing yourself a dirty love song, : our guide to lyrical masturbation.
What the hell are we doing? What are we doing?
What the hell were we talking about?
When was that? What year was that? That's horrifying.
I am so embarrassed of myself.
I am so embarrassed.
That was June 19th, 2029. Here is the description.
2019, you mean?
2019, yeah. Bethany and Kathleen are tackling one of the biggest drags of a relationship when your significant other's friends don't like you.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then it says, ugh, so tricky.
A little editorializing there.
And then it says also, Kathleen is opening up about the fuck it moments in life, something rude that was said to her, and giving yourself a clean slate every day.
Great.
Okay. Then Bethany is giving Genuine's pony and NSYNC's girlfriend a whole new meaning. You're never going to listen to a love song the same way again with their self-care listening techniques. LOL exclamation point.
I have no idea what that's about.
So because it says LOL exclamation point at the end of it, I think that maybe I wrote that one.
Okay.
Because you don't write LOL exclamation point.
No, I don't have a clue what I talked about with those songs.
Maybe you realized that Genuine's Pony and NSYNC's Girlfriend were songs about masturbation? I don't know. Really weird.
That's strange.
That
there's no way of knowing. I have no idea.
The summer of 2019 was a weird summer, truly.
It was strange.
Yeah.
I think summer of 2019 is when we did the audio porn.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm literally still trying to figure. I'm still just going through.
Yeah.
Oh, my other favorite episode. Wait. Uh-huh. Season 3, yeah. Episode 295. This was when I made you watch a David Copperfield special.
That's right.
And I narrated it for you. I'm really proud of that one.
Yeah, we did do a lot of talk about David Copperfield until when Dennis was editing this podcast, he threatened your life. He said, you cannot talk about David Copperfield anymore.
He's the second person who's told me I need to stop talking about David Copperfield. The first one was my first radio boss, Dave Ryan.
Yeah.
He told me, you need to stop talking about David Copperfield on the air. You're creeping people out.
Early on in this podcast, we were doing like funny stories. And a taste bud wrote in and told us this story about how when they were little at Christmas or Thanksgiving or something, they were playing hide and seek with their family members, like all the other kids in the family. And someone had a big house. And this taste bud ran into the bathroom and realized that they fit in the cupboard underneath the sink, and they were waiting for someone to come and find them.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, Uncle John, Uncle Frank came in and had massive blowout diarrhea.
Oh no.
And they were in the cupboard the whole time. That is something that will stay with me forever.
That's really funny. By the way, speaking of being prescient,
yeah.
Kathleen,
uh-huh.
September of 2020, you did a two-parter, I think, on artificial intelligence.
I found the audio porn one.
What? Which one?
It's December 12th, 2019. Audio porn is my new bae.
What episode number is that?
It is episode, when I'm in Audio Boom in our database, it was December 12th, 2019. We're going to just fall short of episode 500, which is just so perfect for us, just falling ever so slightly short.
Just a little bit short.
But the audio porn episode was the one where you talked about the creepy, uncanny valley. And shortly after that, it was this was your topic about how Claudia Kishi from the Babysitter's Club had the best fashion sense ever and you were trying to dress more like her.
that's so funny. Wait, I think I'm about to find the episode number.
The creepy, uncanny valley is, I'm like really glad that you taught us about that because I think about it a lot. About
really?
Like Uncanny Valley. Yeah, because I don't know if anyone had ever like explained it as succinctly and as understandably as you did.
It's becoming more and more of a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Here it is. It's Audio Porn is My New Bae.
Uh-huh.
Season 3, episode 219.
Okay.
That's not worth what I should. I mean, I've just been scrolling.
Do you remember the one where it was about breakups and mm-hmm. I was behind the scenes. I was yelling at you, Bethany, talk about things that are more personal to you because I can't do it every week.
Yeah. And the funny thing is I was crying. Like I had been like, I was crying and talking about like stuff I was nervous about. And you were like, but not that.
Not that.
Something else.
Something more mainstream, Bethany. Why aren't you more mainstream? Talk about a breakup.
That's another thing I was told in radio. I was not mainstream enough.
What was that advice that you gave? And it was a very big hit episode where it was about breaking up with a boyfriend and you realized you were meant to break up. And I can't remember why.
Oh, gosh.
And it was like, if you Oh, maybe that's the episode where you said make a pros and cons list of why you even
totally.
Like this person.
Absolutely. Make a pros and cons list.
Yeah.
Was that my talk about what the thing that you get to look forward to now that you're single? Like, was it that?
Maybe. Yeah.
Where like if you've ended a relationship and you're so sad, absolutely be sad.
Yeah.
Then make a list of all the things that drove you crazy about that person.
Yeah.
And hold on to it. Then.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, that feeling when you really like someone and there's like that crazy sexual tension and then you realize they feel it back.
Oh, that's the best
the
feeling.
The best feeling. You get to have that feeling again.
That's right.
And then, you know, that feeling where you're with that person and you're like super vibing with them and the sexual tension is crazy and you're not sure if you're going to kiss them or not. And then you realize like, I think it's about to happen. And the moment of like, oh, we're about to kiss, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You're going to get to have that moment again.
Again. That's right.
And that thrill, that excitement of like, oh, I think this might be happening is so fun.
Yeah.
That sexual tension is so fun. And if you are now single,
yeah,
you get to have that again someday. You get to look forward to that.
Oh, no, I want to be single again.
And there are some wonderful benefits to being in long-term relationships.
Yeah.
I'm very happy to be in one.
Yeah.
But, like, when you are newly single, broken up, and you're devastated and your heart is broken, that is one thing to hold on to, is that really fun butterflies in your stomach, I think this is about to happen feeling.
Yeah.
And you know for a fact that you will get to relive that again soon.
And that is applicable to everything in life.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like... You know, I like the part about making the list about why you need to break up with this person for when you conveniently forget about all of their terrible personality traits and you're like, oh, maybe I'll get back together with them. Mm-hmm. Like, read that list. Same thing goes for a job.
Yeah.
You know, if you hate your job, make a list of reasons why you hate it.
Yeah.
And then when you get scared to maybe look for a new one, look at that list.
Yep.
And maybe... Bethany, this extended episode that we're doing right now that we've chopped into a couple of different pieces is our list of the good times.
Yes.
That we've had doing this podcast because just, you know, the way that the economy has turned podcasting into lately, it's been really tough.
It's been super hard.
Yeah.
And looking back at these older episodes.
Yeah.
Where we really truly didn't know what we were doing, but we were having so much fun.
I know. And connecting with so many people.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful that this podcast has been what it has been. I'm so grateful, Kathleen, that you have been with us, been my partner on this journey.
Right back at you, friend.
And I want to say thank you to Sam, our original third, a founding member of this podcast.
Yeah.
Played such an important role in it.
Yeah, launching it and getting it off the ground. And Bethany, I literally almost just said, oh, I'm so happy that we're ending this on a laughing note.
Yeah.
But I just love you so much.
I love you too. I love you too.
And this has been an incredible journey.
I think about what you and I have been through together. I have never been through more with someone ever. Like, you and I have fought.
Oh, yeah, we have.
And you and I have loved.
And laughed.
And laughed.
And, like, really just been through the whole gamut.
Yep.
And we could probably give a masterclass on making a friend a business partner.
Yep. What to do, what not to do. But I just think of all of the, like, big things in my life that I have memories of, and you're in that memory.
Bethany, you changed who I am. You like, you know how people are always like, my parents made me who I am today.
Yeah.
Bethany, you are a part of that equation for me, and I learned from the best. Like, I became a good podcaster because of you.
And I learned so much from you too.
And I'm just so proud of the work that we've done here.
I am too. I'm so proud of us. I'm so grateful. These listeners, you crazy listener, like
the best community we could ask for.
We're so lucky you've hung in there with us.
Yeah.
New people have joined and just this group of people, everyone at Audio Boom, You know, yeah. we started out at iHeartRadio. Yeah. Like, we just, you know, I have to say thank you to, like, Elvis Duran and the Morning
of
Show
course.
For giving us our start. Like, yeah. just this has been such a huge part of our lives.
Of course.
And I'm so grateful that it happened.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see what happens next.
Yeah.
But I love you so much, Kathleen.
I love you more than you know.
And I am looking forward to seeing what you do next.
And what you do next. And, you know, just the ways in which we both continue to grow.
Yeah. And thank you for being my teacher in so many ways.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And you're welcome for being your teacher in so many ways.
And also with you.
And gentle listener, I want to say this is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
And taste buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Bethany and Kathleen, I'm calling because I just wanted to say thank you. This is Jen from Pennsylvania. I forgot that part. But yeah, you know, the podcast is ending and I've never called. I've never left a voicemail. I've been around since the beginning. You guys are both just really incredible humans. And I am so grateful that you were willing to share so much of your lives and your time and your energy with, you know, a bunch of strangers. I just really appreciate it. And obviously, you know, we're going to miss being able to listen to you guys every week. I know you can check out your other podcasts. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure that I said thank you to both of you because I appreciate you and I appreciate everything that you've done and you have made me smile through some really hard times. What you have done and what you have put out into the universe, it's important and you guys are important. And I am just really excited to keep following you on your journeys for as long as you continue to share them in other places too. So I wish you both nothing but the best and all of the good things in the universe. You guys take care. Bye.
Hey, this is Taste Bud Kaylee. I just wanted to leave a message for you guys just to thank you for your time on the podcast. I really enjoyed it while it was going on throughout all the phases and everything that did happen. And I just wish you guys the best of luck in whatever future endeavors that you guys honestly want to pursue or not pursue. But it was a really good time, and I hope to hear from you guys in the future, maybe in a different format or a different type of entertainment. Thank you, and hopefully you guys have a really good time with your last episode as well, and stay really good friends, too. I know that it's tough with this day and age, everything going on, but I really enjoyed it. I just really wanted to let you guys know before you skedaddle. Thank you.
Hi, ladies. It's Liz G from South Jersey. I just want to say I'm so sorry that you guys have to end your podcast, but I understand. I just wish you all the best of luck. You know, Bethany with her directing, acting, producing, and you, Kathleen, with your DIY and all your other, and your pregnancy and all. I wish you all the luck of having your babies. Take care, ladies. Ciao.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Devin from Long Island. I was going to call and say something funny, like the reason that the podcast is ending is because you participated in this really epic heist and there was a murder and now you have to go into some kind of witness protection, but I'm not going to do that. I want to say what a joy it has been listening to both of you for the last 7 years. You have brought me consistent joy in my life through all of the things that have happened in the last 7 years, and just knowing that both of you are still friends is is very comforting. And I also wanted to say that knowing that you two have so many different interests and are rewriting your story or really just, you know, adding to it with all of the different things you do is very inspiring as someone who, you know, is always wondering what's next for me. It's great to see the what's next kind of in action with you two, you know. So thank you for all you've done. Thank you for the community you've built, and thank you for just being you in a world where, you know, we need more Bethanys and Kathleens. Thank you. I love you. I can't wait to see what you both do next. Bye.